From deep in the heart of Nebraska on a Wednesday evening in early December, we say good evening. From the Walls Center on the campus of Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska, Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball is on the air. The Dort College Defenders with 1-4, Great Plains Athletic Conference mark 4-7 overall, taking on a Concordia team that is a deceptive 2-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and 4-3 overall. The Concordia women come in with losses in the league to Hastings by 7, Morningside by 11, and Dakota Wesleyan by 7. Two of those three losses have come on the road. The Bulldogs have outscored teams 79.6 to 67.9. They convert 43.7% of their field goals while allowing 39.7% success by their opponents. Concordia has been out-rebounded by a slight 37.1 to 37 average and have forced 22 turnovers per game while surrendering 17 per game. Bulldogs are making 36.6% of their three-point shots, and they've gotten to the free throw line 12 less times per game than their opponents. Becky Mueller scores 15 points per game and is making 54.5% of her three-point shots. She takes down 4.3 rebounds per game and is the leading free throw shooter while making 21 of 26 so far. Mary Janovich and Quinn Rogge score 9.7 points per game. And Brenly Dahm is converting 8.6 points per game while making 38.9% of her three-point shots. Shelby Quinn comes off of the bench for an 8.3 average, and Rogge is the leading rebounder with a 6.4 average. The Defender women are 4-7 this season, 1-4 in the G-Pack. They're looking to snap a four-game slide after losses to Midland, Morningside, Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings. Three of those four opponents are currently ranked in the top 16 of the nation and have a combined 13-2 G-Pack mark and an overall mark of 30-2. North Conference win is a 64-53 decision over Northwestern. North College is scoring 70.5 points per game while opponents are scoring 73.5. Dort College does have a 42-40 rebounding advantage. The Defenders are converting 39.8% of their field goals. They limit opponents to a 37.9% success rate. Alyssa Paloma scores 13.2 points per game on 47% field goal shooting. Paige Angmers has an 11.6 points per game average while converting 36 of 79 three-point shots so far this season for 45.6% success. Michael Hulst is nearly averaging a double-double with 9.8 points and 11.1 rebounds. Hulst also has 24 block shots this season. Kim Cruz scores 8.7 points per contest. Abby Chapman and Cassidy Vredvoad average 8.2 and 7.8 points per game, respectively. Dakota Wesleyan used a 25-10 fourth quarter advantage to beat Concordia 73-66 on Saturday. Mueller had a team-high 12 points, and another six players had between 5 and 8 points for the Bulldogs in the losing effort. North College outscored Hastings 32-29 in the second half, but fell 73-56 to the Broncos on Saturday in Sioux Center. Paige Engber scored 14 and was 4 of 7 from the three-point line. Let's pause for our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they will start number four, Kim Cruz. She's a 5'7 junior from Hull, averaging 8.7 points per game. Number five is Alyssa Paloma. She's a 5'7 sophomore from Rock Valley, averaging 13.2 points per contest. Abby Chapman wears number 22. She's a 5'9 senior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 8.2 points per game. Micah Hulst is a 6'3 senior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 9.8 points per game. And Cassidy Vredvoad is a 6-foot sophomore from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 7.8 points per contest. For the Concordia Bulldogs, they will start number 12, Shelby Quinn, a 5'5 junior from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 8.3 points per game. Number 20 is Mary Janovich, a 5'7 sophomore from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 9.7 points per game. Number 22 is Brindley Dahm, a 5'9 sophomore from McCook, Nebraska, averaging 8.6 points per contest. Number 30 is Quinn Rogge, a 6-foot freshman from Crofton, Nebraska, averaging 9.7 points per outing. And number 50, Becky Mueller, a 5'11 senior from Elkhorn, Nebraska, rounds out the starting lineup. She averages 15 points per game. Concordia women lead the series. They swept the two meetings last year, 80-58 and 103-74. Mary Janovich led Concordia in the first win with 16 points. Abby Chapman scored 17 for the defenders, making 4 of 5 three-point shots. We are set for basketball. Dort College in their road black jerseys, white numbers trimmed in yellow. Concordia Bulldogs in their home whites, gray numbers, navy lettering, and their numbers are trimmed out in navy. Opening tap controlled by Concordia. Concordia's Quinn Rogge up with it. Strong, and she finishes at the rim. And the Dort College defenders trail it 2-0. With the basketball is Vredevoet. Vredevoet into the lane, and she has it stripped away. Vredevoet, against Concordia last season in the second meeting of these two teams, had a career-high 26 points. A duplicate effort would be outstanding today. Shot by Chapman, no good in the lane. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Offensive rebound came down to Hulse. She gave it off to Cruz. Cruz missed the free throw line jumper. Here comes Concordia Bulldogs up and running with it. Right side, Janovich. Janovich beyond the three-point line. She spins it left side over to Dahm. Dahm with the basketball. Dahm gives it off to Quinn. Quinn on the left wing. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Pass goes right side, Janovich. Janovich tests the waters. Nothing there. Ball deflected. Picked up by Concordia. 10 to shoot. Three-pointer on the way is up. No good. Missed shot by Janovich. Rebound taken down by Hulst. Dort College into the front court. With the basketball is Kim Cruz. Cruz gives it off right side. Pass into the lane to Vredevoet. Vredevoet unable to handle it, and ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Concordia basketball. Our officials today, Andrew Fulton, Cindy C., and McKee McGee. M.K. McGee, I should say. Beg your pardon. Pass goes over to Quinn. Quinn has it in the front court for Concordia. Bulldogs have the basketball. Concordia firing it into the left corner. Three-pointer on the way is up and down. Three-point basket for Shelby Quinn. Quinn averaging 8 points per ball game. She gives Concordia a 5-0 lead. Alyssa Paloma in the backcourt. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College working it forward. Pass goes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Paloma. Paloma right side. It goes over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman puts it on the deck one time. Back over to Cruz. Cruz into the lane to Hulst. Hulst back over to Cruz. Cruz, three on the way, is up and good. Kim Cruz drills the three from the right wing, and the defenders trail it 5-3. 5-3 the score. Pass goes right side, Concordia basketball. Janovich. Janovich in the right corner. Comes back out front to Rogge. Rogge puts it on the floor, and we have a foul called on the play against Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the defenders in this quarter. 7:57 left to play, first quarter of action. Still haven't fully adjusted to the quarters. I'm guessing it's going to take me close to a year to get that down, and then they'll probably change the rules again. Comes over to Dahm. Dahm with the basketball. Dahm goes over to Janovich. Janovich, deep right corner. Janovich with the basketball. Janovich gives it up. Spin move into the lane. Nothing there for Concordia. Pass through the lane, tipped by Quinn, kept alive by the Bulldogs, 12 to shoot. Comes back over to Dahm. Dahm muscles her way up. It rattles around the rim and falls down. Dahm with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 7-3. Paloma feeds it to Cruz. Cruz up the floor, 3-on-3, doesn't have the numbers. Passes right side to Vredevoet. Vredevoet outside Chapman. Chapman, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Hulst, and Hulst is fouled on the play by Becky Mueller. Mueller whistled for the personal foul. Hulst with another rebound. She's got at least three today. And the Dort College defenders trail 7-3, 7:14 left to go, first quarter. Throwing the ball in will be Kim Cruz. Cruz passes to Chapman. Chapman inside to Hulst. Hulst off the glass, no good. And a pushing foul called on Kim Cruz on the rebound. Cruz whistled for the personal foul. That's her first, team foul number two. Concordia will inbound the basketball. Roggy to Quinn. Quinn will take it up the floor. Quinn has the basketball. She hands it off to Mueller. Mueller right side. On the right wing is Roggy. Roggy back over to Mueller. Mueller three-pointer, no good, and it bounces up. Hits the cable above the backboard. Out of bounds. That'll be a team rebound for the Dort College defenders. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Ball deflected out and controlled by Concordia. The steal and the layup for Dom. Dom makes it 9-3. 9-3 our score. Pass ahead to Paloma. Paloma over the basketball. Paloma down to the baseline. Tries to fire it over to Hulst. A turnover. Here comes Concordia. Coming up with the basketball is Shelby Quinn. Quinn ahead of the pack. Layup is up and good. Two-point basket for Roggy. The foul's going to go on Braidvoet. Braidvoet whistled for her first personal foul. And the North College defenders trail at 11-3 and a five-player shift change coming for the Concordia Bulldogs. End of the contest. Sydney Feller, Aaron Wieselmeyer, Aubrey Brio. Free throw on the way is up, and that one's good. Roggy completes the three-point play. Also checking into the contest is Maddie Egger. So five in, five out for Concordia. 3.5 minutes into this contest. Concordia enjoying a 12-3 lead at this point. Throwing the ball in is Dort College's Paige Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. And a foul called on the play against Concordia and Jade Gaudier. Gaudier whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. They pass it into the backcourt to Paloma. Paloma over the basketball. Paloma up the floor. Passes left side over to Cruz. Cruz so far with the only bucket for Dort College. Now she's got another one. She drove left baseline, laid it up with the right. Off of the glass, and the defenders trail it 12-5. Concordia basketball, Gaudier. Gaudier over the basketball on the left side. Drives in. Her layup attempt, no good. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. And a fight for the basketball picked up by the defenders. Coming away with it is Paloma. Paloma to Hulst. Hulst layup, right hand, left side, good. Micah Hulst running the floor gets rewarded with a layup attempt on the offensive end, and the Dort College defenders trail it 12-7. Three-pointer up and down. Three-point basket right wing by Sydney Feller. Feller makes it 15-7. 15-7 the score. Angbers over the basketball on the backcourt. Angbers hands it off to Paloma. Paloma with it across the timeline. Goes right side over to Braidvoet. Braidvoet to Cruz. Cruz for the basketball. Cruz comes right side over to Angbers. Angbers with it. Angbers to Braidvoet. Braidvoet puts it up. Shot no good. Rims out. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Bulldogs have the basketball. Bringing it up is Gaudier. Gaudier with the basketball. She feeds it left wing to Brio. Aubrey Bro. Bro with it. Comes back to Gaudier. Gaudier unable to do anything with it. Round the horn they go. Concordia with an 8-point lead. Concordia shot in the lane. Blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Cruz. Cruz with it across half court. Kim Cruz crossover dribble. Passes right side to Paloma. Paloma over the basketball. Paloma to Angbers. Angbers goes left wing over to Cruz. Kim Cruz comes back to Paloma. Paloma lets fly with a three, no good, and the rebound taken cleanly off of the glass by Bro. Aubrey Bro passes right side, and the layup is up and good. Two-point basket for Egger. Egger makes it 17-7. Concordia in front by 10. Kim Cruz in the backcourt. Kim brings it across the timeline. Three players around her. Now has the numbers. Gives it back over to Braidvoet. Braidvoet drives into the lane, and Braidvoet travels with it as she tried to pivot in the lane and kick it back out. And the turnover comes back to Concordia. Concordia over the basketball and the lead, 17-7. 17-7, Concordia in front halfway through the first quarter. Pass goes right side with it is Crone, Laurel Crone. Now Devin Edwards, three-pointer up and good. Three-point bucket by Laurel Crone. And the Concordia Bulldogs force Dort College to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 3:45 left to go, first quarter. Concordia 20, Dort College 7. Back with more in a moment. Dort College resumes play. Long pass into the front court. Getting free is Micah Holst. Holst with the easy lay-in. Dort College trails 29. 20-9, Concordia basketball. Pass goes right side. With it is Edwards. Edwards down to the baseline, cut off. Swing it left side. With the basketball is Feller. Now the jumper is up and good. Wieselmeyer got the loose basketball off the pass. And the defenders trail it 22-9. Robin Blunt with the basketball in the backcourt. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it in between the circles. She goes right side back over to Blunt. Blunt looking down low. Instead goes to Jamie Gasink. Gasink seeing her first action of the season. Comes back over to Blunt. Blunt with it right side. Her pass deflected. It's tipped and goes into the backcourt. It will be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz will check out of the ball game. Alyssa Palomo will come back. They'll throw in from near midcourt on the Concordia side of the floor. Dort College with 3 seconds on the shot clock. They get it into Palomo. Palomo pull up from 12 is up and good. Alyssa Palomo got free, a couple of dribbles, and she knocks down the shot. And the defenders trail it 22-11. 22-11, Concordia basketball. Laurel Crone. Crone feeds it down low. Jump hook in the lane, shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Robin Blunt. Getting it on the left block as he faced the hoop was Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer able to take it up strong, got fouled in the act of shooting by Blunt. And it'll be two free throws on the way for Wieselmeyer. First free throw is up and good. Wieselmeyer, 6 of 7 from the free throw line entering play today. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Vettinglen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Concordia misses the free throw. One of two free throws. Wieselmeyer converts. She missed the second one. And the Concordia lead is a dozen, 23-11. Paige Ingbers puts up a three from the top of the key, misses to the right. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Coming away with the basketball is Shelby Quinn. Quinn goes left side to Brindley Dom. Dom with the basketball to Janovich. Janovich kicks it back outside. At the top of the key is Quinn. They feed it down low. Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer has it tipped by Blunt. Rebound, loose ball taken away by the defenders in Palomo. Right side, Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Abby Chapman all the way down to the baseline. Chapman muscles it up. Good. Abby Chapman with a two-point bucket. And the defenders trail it 25-11. 25-11, our score. Concordia back the other way. Shot no good in the lane. Rebound deflected off of Alyssa Palama's backside. And it will be Dort College defending. Kenzie Bausma checks into the ballgame for the defenders. Throwing it in for Concordia is Shelby Quinn. Quinn passes it in over the top to Becky Mueller. Mueller gives it up to Janovich. Janovich back outside to Mueller. Mueller stripped on the way up. Ball is taken away by Ingbers. Ingbers with the basketball. Palomo. Palomo long pass into the front court. Tipped away by Brindley Dom. It'll be Dort College inbounding. 1:18 remaining first quarter. 23-13 Concordia in front. Inbounding, they get it in to Alyssa Palomo. Palomo left side to Ingbers. Ingbers to Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Concordia in man-to-man defense. Left side pass goes to Bausma. Bausma picks up her dribble. Bausma back to Chapman. Chapman too strong off of the glass and a fight for the rebound, and Chapman whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her team, foul number five on the defenders, and two free throws coming for the Concordia Bulldogs and Becky Mueller. Mueller will shoot two, 81% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Mueller makes both free throws. She's now 23 for 28 from the free throw line this season. For College trails 27-21. We've got a foul called in the backcourt on the Concordia Bulldogs. Foul charge to Shelby Quinn is just Concordia's third, so they've got another foul to give before Door College is in the bonus. Alyssa Palama with the basketball in between the circles. Palama picks up her dribble, comes back over to Ingbers. Page puts it on the deck. Now back outside Chapman. Chapman step back three after the dribble. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Quinn Rogge. Rogge up the floor quickly over to Janovich. Janovich tries to pass it down low, and stepping on the end line out of bounds will be Becky Mueller. It'll be Dort College basketball after the turnover. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Abby Chapman. Chapman's pass into the front court. He is tipped away by Concordia, and then last touched by the defenders. It will be Concordia basketball after the turnover. Concordia with the basketball. They can hold till under 10 seconds, under 5 seconds, in fact, before they have to take a shot. Concordia basketball. This is Shelby Quinn. Quinn goes right side over to Rogge. 14 on the shot clock. 2 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Palama tips it away. Concordia with it. Quinn. Quinn comes back over to Mueller. Mueller right elbow to Rogge. Back outside. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound deflected out by Bausma. 1 second left. And that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Concordia 25, Dort College 13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 25-13, Dort College trailing the Concordia Bulldogs at the end of one quarter of play. Thus far, it's been difficult for Dort College to string stops together. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Through one quarter of play, Dort College 6 of 15 from the floor for 40%. Concordia 9 of 16 for 56%. Concordia 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Dort College with the basketball after the quarter break. Right side it goes to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball out front. It goes to Palama. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Cruz into the lane, and Cruz is fouled on the play by the Concordia Bulldogs. Foul's going to go on number 42, Aubrey Bro. Bro whistled for the personal foul, her first. Dort College inbounding the basketball. This is Cruz. Cruz gets it into Chapman. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with. Pass comes right side over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Kim Cruz looking cross-court, swings it over the top to Palama. Palama drives the lane, nothing there. Kick-out pass, Cruz. Cruz, three ball, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Concordia. Bulldogs come away with it. Devin Edwards. Edwards goes right side to Aubrey Bro. Bro with the basketball into the lane. Bro passes it back outside to Sydney Feller. Three-pointer is up and no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball, and Hulst has her outlet pass tipped away by Concordia. And Devin Edwards, it'll be Dort College basketball in front of the Dort College bench. Braidvoet will check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders right now, it's Cruz, Palama, Chapman, Angbers, and Hulst. Ball's inbounded to Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama in the backcourt gets it ahead to Chapman. And we have a 10-second violation called on the defenders. 10-second violation on Dort College came after the inbounds play. So Dort College had 10 seconds to get the ball over half court. Failed to do so. Concordia basketball, Devin Edwards. Edwards with the basketball, gives it up to Feller. Feller swings it left side. Concordia with the basketball and a 12-point lead. They dump it down low to Mueller. Mueller tries to dribble in, backing her way in, and it's taken away by the defenders. Coming up with the basketball is Dort College and Palama. Palama uses a couple spin moves, loses the basketball as she takes it in. And here comes Concordia with the basketball. Bro. Bro with the basketball, left side over to Mueller. Mueller to Edwards. Edwards on the right elbow. Three-pointer up, And this one's no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Dort College defenders and Kim Cruz. Cruz does not have the numbers. Heads up the floor, crosses over to the right hand, lays it up and good in traffic. She's fouled. Kim Cruz with 7 points, and the Dort College defenders trail at 25-15 pending the free throw from Kim Cruz. Jamie Gasing back into the ballgame. Alyssa Palamont will check out. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Cruz makes the free throw. Defenders trail 25-16, so the three-point play by Cruz. Concordia has yet to score here in the second half. Ball deflected and picked off by Michael Hulst. Hulst hands it off to Gasink. Gasink brings the ball up for the defenders. Jamie Gasink at the point. Gasink with it on the right side. Very nearly traveled with it. Lob pass over the top intended for Hulst. It's taken away on the weak side, helped by Jade Goodyear. Goodyear with the basketball into the front court. She looks right side and gets it to Sydney Feller. Feller with the ball. Around the horn they go. Left wing. They dump it down low. The cutter. Ball deflected and taken away by Cruz. The turnover goes against Concordia's Maddie Egger. Here comes Dort College. Jamie Gasink with the basketball. Gasink goes right side over to Cruz. Just 6 days ago, Gasink was playing in the NAI National Championship Volleyball pool play. 6 days later, she's suited up and playing significant minutes tonight. Shot blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away, though, by Concordia. 15 to shoot. Bulldog basketball on the left lane. On left side of the lane is Krohn. Now they swing it right side. With the basketball is Edwards. Edwards down to the baseline. Her shot won't go, but a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. So the foul called on Dort College. And going to the free throw line will be Devin Edwards to shoot a pair. She was fouled in the act of shooting. That foul is going to go on Abby Chapman. That's number two on her. First free throw is up and down. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Edwards makes both free throws, first points of the second quarter for the Concordia Bulldogs, and the Dort College defenders turn it over in the backcourt. It'll be Concordia basketball. Not exactly sure what transpired there. I was making some notations at the time. Kenzie Bausma to guard the inbounds pass. Throwing it in will be Laurel Krohn. Ball in the lane. Concordia works it around the perimeter. Back to the top of the key. Goes right side to Raggi. Raggi on the left wing to Krohn. Krohn will fire a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound deflected up. Picked up by Concordia and Goodyear. Goodyear fouled on the way up. And Robin Blunt will be called for the personal foul. And for Robin, that is her first personal. Beg your pardon. Number two on Robin. And free throws on the way for Jade Goodyear. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. And by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Dort College coach Katie DeWitt Severson has just been assessed a technical foul. She was having an animated discussion with Andrew Fulton, the official, and Andrew Fulton signals the technical foul. So a free throw here for Mary Janovich. Technical foul assessed to the Dort College bench. And then we'll resume play. So one free throw for Janovich on the technical foul. Another one on the way for Janovich. 6:30 left to go in the first half. Second free throw is up and good. So Janovich gets a couple on the free throws. And now we resume play with Jade Goodyear shooting two free throws. 29-16 our score. Concordia trying to extend the lead. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Goodyear with another free throw coming. Second free throw is up, and this one's good as well. So a four-point possession for the Concordia Bulldogs. All six of Concordia's points here in this second quarter have come from the free throw line. In the backcourt with it is Jamie Gasing. Gasing across the timeline. They bring the trap, double-teamed along the right sideline in front of the Concordia bench, and Quinn Rogge is going to be called for the foul near midcourt. From Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Right side pass goes to Kim Cruz. Cruz feeds it underneath. Ball's deflected up. Picked up by Concordia. Here come the Bulldogs. Jade Gaudier with the basketball. Gaudier has it tipped away from behind by Jamie Gasink, and it's through the legs of a Concordia player. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. That's the initial indication that we received, at least. And they're going to say the Concordia Bulldogs will maintain possession of the basketball. They say it was last touched by Dort College. Throwing the ball in will be Mary Janovich. Janovich throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball is inbounded to Quinn Rogge. Rogge drives in, shot blocked by Blunt. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman comes back over to Paloma. Paloma will bring it up for the Bulldogs. Passes over to working against Janovich. Comes over to Chapman. Chapman to Bausma. Bausma left corner to Paloma. Paloma deep left corner. Back over to Chapman. Chapman one dribble into the elbow, and she's called for traveling. Travel violation whistled against Alyssa Paloma. 5:39 remaining in the first half. Concordia 31, Dort College 16. Concordia over the basketball, bringing it up is Shelby Quinn. Quinn directing traffic. She's got her on the right side, looks for the backdoor cut, finds Janovich. Janovich around the horn they go. Feed it down low to Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer hook shot in the lane is good. Wieselmeyer with five, and the Dort College defenders trail it 33-16. Engbers with the basketball in the backcourt, Chapman. Chapman back over to Engbers. Engbers left side, Paloma. Paloma with the ball. Alyssa Paloma passes right side, Chapman. Chapman lets fly with the three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared out by Concordia and Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer with the basketball. Wieselmeyer gives it up to Quinn. Quinn goes right side, down to the baseline. Comes back over to Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dort College, now taken back by Janovich. Concordia with the basketball, driving in. Shot blocked by Vredvoet. Rebound taken by Concordia. Fired underneath to Wieselmeyer, and Wieselmeyer travels with the basketball. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking into the contest will be Brinley Dom. Dort College basketball, throwing it in will be Abby Chapman. Chapman, the senior, gets it into Bausman. A foul called from behind against Brinley Dom. That's Dom's first personal. And team foul number four on the Concordia Bulldogs in this quarter. 4:36 remaining in this first half of play. Concordia has outscored Dort College 8-3 in the second quarter. Long pass over the top to Vredvoet. Vredvoet drives in, lays it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. Fouls called on Concordia's Aaron Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer whistled for her first personal foul. And Vredvoet will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. She took it up with the right hand, got a little hip check, and got fouled and put it in. Now Dort College shooting a free throw when we resume play. Timeout on the floor, charged to Concordia and Drew Olson. Back with more after this. Cassidy Vredvoet shooting a free throw to try and complete the three-point play, and she does. Three-point play for Vredvoet. Dort College back to within 14 at 33-19. Concordia basketball on the left side, Janovich. Janovich lets fly with the three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Engbers. Passes off to Paloma. Paloma with a head full of steam up the left side. Behind the back dribble, tries to shed a defensive player. Passes right side over to Cruz. 4:10 remaining, and we have an offensive foul called on Dort College and Alyssa Paloma. Paloma whistled for the personal foul. Must have shoved a player as she tried to go to make her cut. And the Concordia Bulldogs will bring the basketball up. This is Shelby Quinn. Quinn with it up the right side. Quinn with it in between the circles. Quinn picks up her dribble. Picks and looking for someone to pass to. Now passes it off to Roggi. Roggi gives it up to Janovich. Janovich around the horn back over to Dom. Dom jumper in the lane is good. She's got six. Defenders trail 35-19. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma passes it ahead to Chapman. Chapman underneath Braidvoet. Braidvoet puts it up off the bottom of the backboard. Got pinned underneath the basket. Now the loose basketball picked up by the defenders and Cruz. Cruz to Paloma. 12 to shoot. Right side comes back. Chapman. Chapman to Braidvoet. Braidvoet off the glass. Too strong. No good. Rebound cleared by the Concordia Bulldogs. Coming up with it is Shelby Quinn. Quinn with it. Quinn into the lane. Jumper no good. Rebound deflected up. Picked up by the Concordia Bulldogs and Mueller. Mueller's shot too strong. No good. Rebound Janovich. Janovich, they feed it down low. With it is Roggi. Roggi gets it to go, and she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. North College trailing 37-19, pending the free throw. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Roggi now with 8 points, a couple of three-point plays, and the defenders trail 38-19. Full court pressure defense. Brentley Dom with a steal makes it a 40-19 ball game. And now foul called in the backcourt against Dom, her second. Andor College will walk the other way and shoot free throws. Today's broadcast, Kim Cruz shooting the free throws, by the way, 71% free throw shooter. She's got 8 points. No one else for Dort with more than four at this point. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. See, they appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. Kim Cruz, normally a pretty consistent free throw shooter. Unable to knock either one of those down. No backdoor cut, and Becky Mueller got free for a two-point basket, and the defenders trail at 42-29. 42-29, our score. Dort College is... Katie DeWitt Severson will call the timeout with her team trailing by 23 with 2:33 remaining in the first half. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Concordia 42-19. Defenders have to find a way to stop the bleeding here before half. 2.5 remaining in the contest in the first half. Cruz will bring it across the timeline just in front of the 10-second violation. Now Dort College has to get into their offense. Pass right side over to Paloma. Paloma with it on the right wing. Paloma to Angbers. Page sets, fires three off the mark. No good. Rebound taken on by Cruz. Cruz has it stripped away on the way up. Janovich comes away with it. Off and running, Concordia thrown to nobody in particular with Shelby Quinn's pass, and it goes out of bounds on the weak side. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Concordia, pretty balanced attack. Brindley Dom has 8 points. Quinn Roggi has eight. Several others with 3 and 4 points apiece to get to their 42-point total right now. Turnover by the defenders. Here comes Concordia and Janovich. Janovich goes right side back over to Quinn. Quinn to Janovich. Janovich on the right wing. Janovich drives in. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Now stolen back by Chapman for the defenders. Chapman in the backcourt. Gives it back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz goes right side over to Paloma. Paloma with it on the wing. Paloma's pass intended for Ingbers. Taken away by Dom. Dom long pass into the front court. Layup is up and good for Quinn Roggi. Roggi now with 10 points, and the defenders trail it 44-19. 44-19, our score, 1:10 remaining. Right side pass goes down low to Micah Hulst. Hulst with the left hand, her shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Micah Hulst will go to the free throw line where she is shooting 51%. She's got 4 points thus far. She will shoot a pair right now. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rada Boers and Agents, 712-737-6000. By Boer & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at boerandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Make sure you stay tuned at the end of tonight's contest, the Wireless World postgame wrap-up. We'll fill you in on all these statistics from this evening's basketball game. Michael Holst makes both free throws. She's got 6 points. Defenders trail 44-21. Driving in, shot partially blocked by Jamie Gasink. Ball's loose, and now we've got a tie-up between Quinn and Cruz. Quinn for Concordia, Cruz for Dort College underneath the basket. Possession arrow pointing Concordia's way, and the Bulldogs will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball into Janovich. Rogge. Rogge missed the shot in the lane, a little half hook. And here comes Dort College and Cruz. Cruz, long pass into the front court, taken back by Dom. Dom with the basketball. Dom drops it off for Janovich. Janovich, layup good. Mary Janovich with 4 points, and the defenders trail it 46-21. 30 seconds and counting, first half, and the first half can't come to an end fast enough for the defenders right now. Cruz passes over to Gasink. Gasink, 15-footer, good. Jamie Gasink with her first 2 points of the season. Dort College trails 46-23. With it on the right side is Quinn, 15 seconds. Concordia with the lead in the basketball. Quinn has it. This is Shelby Quinn working against Jamie Gasink. 5 seconds now. She's got it at the top of the key. Dribbles it off of her foot. It's kicked out of bounds by Chapman, though. It'll be Concordia basketball. Chapman had it glance off of her ankle. And with 2.1 seconds remaining, Concordia will throw the ball in. Quinn to throw it. She's looking, passes it in to Mueller. Mueller puts the shot up, blocked by Holst. Put back by Janovich, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Concordia 46, Dort College 23. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Halftime numbers look like this for the Dort College defenders. 9 of 23 from the floor, 39%. 1 for 8 on threes, 12.5%. 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.7%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 16 of 38 from the floor, 42.1%, 3 for 13 on threes, 23.1%, 11 of 12 on free throws, 91.7%. Dort College has been out-rebounded by a slight 20-18 margin. Turnovers, Dort College, 19 turnovers. Concordia Bulldogs with 7. Concordia with 12 steals, Dort College with 4. The defenders led by Kim Cruz thus far with 8 points. 6 points for Micah Holst. 3 points by Cassidy Vredvoad. 2 each for Jamie Gasink, Abby Chapman, and Alyssa Palama. That's your total of 23 for the defenders. For Concordia, Quinn Rogge with 10 points. 8 points for Brenly Dom. 4 points by Mary Janovich. 4 by Becky Mueller. 3 for Shelby Quinn. 3 each for Laurel Crone and Sydney Feller. 5 for Aaron Wieselmeyer. 2 each for Jade Godier and Maddie Egger. And another 2 for Devin Edwards for their total of 46 points. Dort College led by Micah Holst with 6 rebounds. 4 for Kim Cruz and 3 for Cassidy Vredvoad. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 4 rebounds each for Quinn Rogge and Becky Mueller, and 3 by Aaron Wieselmeyer. 3 assists each for Shelby Quinn and Mary Janovich, 2 by Sydney Feller. For the Dort College defenders, 4 different players with 1 assist each. for Concordia, Shelby Quinn and Mary Janovich. She's have three, and Janovich also has three steals, and Brenly Dom has two. Four different players have one steal each for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more at halftime. Concordia 46, North College 23. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing the Concordia Bulldogs at halftime, 46-23 in women's Great Plains Athletic Conference play. The Concordia Bulldogs establishing themselves with a Concordia pulling away late in the first half on the way to that 23-point margin. Not much happening in the way of Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. In fact, this is the only conference doubleheader happening tonight. Other games this evening include Dakota Wesleyan at Valley City State, Dakota State playing Northwestern in Sioux Falls in men's play. Nebraska Wesleyan is at Peru State for women's basketball. Midland is playing Nebraska Omaha in a women's basketball contest as well. This Saturday, a little busier GPAC basketball. Morningside at Hastings, Barcliff at Nebraska Wesleyan, Dakota Wesleyan at Midland, Mount Marty at Concordia, and Dort College on the road to Doan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after that. News from the Dort College campus. The Dort College volleyball team had a pair of players honored by the NAIA in an announcement yesterday. Jamie Gasink, an NAI Honorable Mention All-American volleyball player. She's here this evening playing basketball, so a short turnaround for Jamie. Brooke Grandstrom, the former Brooke Waltersdorf, earns first-team NAI All-American honors in volleyball. So congratulations to Brooke and Jamie. That marks the culmination of the season, and I believe that should about do it for postseason honors. Might be some AVCA honors coming in yet, but normally those pretty well mirror the Tachikara NAIA honors that were released yesterday. Several recruits added to the Dort College recruit list. You can view those on our website at www.dort.edu/athletics. Scroll down to the right-hand side. Recruit news is there. Also, I encourage you to follow us on Twitter, at DC Athletics, or follow us on our Facebook page as well. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with second-half play from the Walls Arena, Seward, Nebraska, home of the Concordia Bulldogs. Concordia right now all over Dort College in women's basketball play, 46-23. Back with the second half of play right after this. Second half basketball on the way. The Concordia Bulldogs playing defense. Janovich guarding Paloma. Pass goes over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the right wing. Comes back over left side to Paloma. Paloma to Cruz. Cruz on the left side. Around the horn they go, back over to Chapman. Chapman feeds it down low to Holst, and Holst travels with the basketball. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Concordia Bulldogs. Janovich will throw the ball in for the Concordia Bulldogs. Janovich, a 5'7 sophomore from Gretna, Nebraska, hands it off to her running mate, Shelby Quinn. Quinn for the evening in the backcourt along with Janovich. Passes right side to Dom. Dom misses wide left on the three-point shot. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in is Abby Chapman. Chapman looking and throws it away. It's taken right back by Brenly Dom, but Dom lost it on the end line. It will be Dort College basketball. So a couple of the turnovers by both teams, and I'm not sure that we actually ever had a change of possession. The shot clock at 29 seconds, so it never got reset. So no change of possession. Steal by Concordia. Dom with it. Kick out pass right side. Janovich. Janovich three. Good. Mary Janovich with 7 points, and the Concordia Bulldogs lead at 49-23. Long pass into the front court, and it goes off of the hands of Micah Hulst. It will be Concordia basketball. Quinn Rogge to throw it in. Rogge gives it to Shelby Quinn. Quinn with the basketball across half court. Quinn with it on the right side. Quinn gives it up to Dom. Dom, left side. Around the horn they go, back over to Shelby Quinn. Quinn at the top of the key. She'll spot up. The left-hander's three is too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Palomo. Melissa Palomo will bring the basketball up. Uses a behind-the-back dribble. Quinn still bothering her. Picks up her dribble. Passes over to Braidvoet. Braidvoet left side to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Hot potato back over to Chapman. Chapman gives it up. Down low they go. Hulst fires it back outside. Braidvoet. Braidvoet on the right corner. And she lost it. And it's taken back by Concordia, and stumbling and falling on the far corner is Concordia. It's Brindley Dom. Dom stumbles on the corner, or in the corner, on the at the intersection of the baseline and the sideline. Kim Cruz to throw it in. Rolls of change of possession, so Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. They lob it inside for Hulst. Hulst puts it up. And good. Michael Hulst with a two-point bucket. She's got eight, and the defenders trail 49-25. 49-25, our score. Pass goes left side with this Shelby Quinn. Quinn fires it, reversal. Janovich. Janovich back over to Quinn. Quinn, ball fake, 15 feet from the hoop. Drives into the lane, and a foul called. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for her third. Foul came before the shot. Concordia will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop, and that foul came with 5 seconds on the shot clock, and actually they will say Dom was in the act of shooting. She rattles the first one off, no good. She's got 8 points. She's got another one on the way. Angbers is in. Chapman is out. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Dom makes one free throw. Dort College answering back. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Hulst after the missed shot by Braidvoet. Another rebound by Michael Hulst, and Hulst this time is fouled on the rebound by Rogge. Defenders trailing 50-25. A couple opportunities to cut the lead down to 23, unable to do so. Cruz gets the ball inbounded to Braidvoet. Braidvoet muscles it up in the lane. Good. Cassidy Braidvoet with 5 points, and the defenders trail at 50-27. Cook with the basketball, guarded by Gasink out front. Cook will drive with a left hand, drops it off. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken down by Dort College and Micah Hulst. Hulst to Gasink. Gasink across half court. Jamie passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz feeds it down low. Micah Hulst. Hulst muscles it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Rogge. Rogge over to Janovich. Janovich, Euro step. Shot is good. Mary Janovich with 9 points. And the defenders trail at 52-27. Kim Cruz into the front court. Cruz and Hulst each have 8 points for the defenders. Jamie Gasing passes right side over to Ingbers. Ingbers feeds it down low. Hulst back over to Cruz. Cruz to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing to Ingbers. Ingbers three, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Becky Mueller. Here comes Concordia quickly into the front court. Janovich reverses left side. Three on the way is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Angbers. Angbers will get the outlet pass over to Cruz. Cruz to Gasing. Gasing up the right sideline. Spin move to the block. Nothing there. Fires it back over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Angbers. Angbers underneath Cruz. Cruz fouled in the act of shooting. Kim will go to the free throw line after she cut on the left block and got fouled on the play by Becky Mueller. That's Mueller's second personal foul. So Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line where she is 1-for-3 today. She'll shoot a pair. And she'll do these. This will be a two-shot situation. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By CNH Bond Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Cruz checks out, Bausma checks in. Cruz makes one of two free throws. She's got 9 points. She's got team honors. For Concordia, Mary Janovich and Brentley Dom each have 9, and Quinn Rogge has 10. Concordia basketball. Concordia fresh 5 in the game right now. Jade Godier with it. Godier passes left side to Bro. Round the horn they go. Comes back over to Egger. Three-pointer rattles in for the Concordia Bulldogs and Sydney Feller. Feller with 5 points. And the defenders trail it 55-28. Every time Dort College gets a bucket, Concordia answers with a three or a couple of baskets. And Concordia doubling up, or very nearly doubling up on the defenders right now at 55-28. Dort College inbounding. This will be Angbers. Page gets it in to Jamie Gasink. Gasink with it at midcourt. She passes right side. Gives it up to Angbers. Angbers at the top of the key. Braidvoet. Braidvoet will drive in. Splits the defense. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Hulse. Back over to Braidvoet. Braidvoet jumper. Baseline good. She's got 7. Dort College trails 55-30. Concordia basketball. Sydney Feller. Feller feeds it down low. Shot is up in traffic, but a foul on the play called on either Gasink or Hulst. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Micah Hulst. Free throws on the way for Concordia and Maddie Egger. So Egger will shoot 2. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. A couple of made free throws by Egger. Concordia now 3-for-4 in the second half from the free throw line. And 14-for-16 for the ball game. Dort College in the backcourt having trouble getting it across the timeline. They turn it over in front of the Concordia bench where they throw it away. And Dort College will play defense as Concordia gets the turnover. Concordia throwing it in. This is Sydney Feller. Feller throws it in to Godier. Jade Godier with it. Goes left side. Concordia playing with a 27-point lead. Pass out front, shot on the way is up, and that one's too strong off the heel. Rebound taken away by Braidvoet. Missed shot by Godier. Here comes Dort College. Kim Cruz up the floor. Cruz passes right side over to Gasink. Gasink puts it on the floor, drives the lane, lost her footing, and stepping on the end line out of bounds, it'll be Concordia. Unable to gather it in was Aubrey Bro. Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Kim Cruz. Cruz tossing it in, gets it in to Hulst. Micah Hulst back over to Jamie Gasink. Gasink to Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt drives the lane, right hand side, lays it up. Good. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. And that is just the second field goal for a bench player today for the defenders. Dort College not much bench offense tonight. And Robin Blunt will try to give Dort College an old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw by Blunt is off the heel, no good. And the lead stays at 25 for Concordia, 57-32. Left side pass goes over to Bro. Bro, right wing. Three on the way, is up and good. Three-point basket by Sydney Feller. She's got 8. And the defenders trail at 60-32. Dort College basketball in the backcourt is Kim Cruz. Cruz will walk it across the timeline. Defenders trailing. 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Gambling into the passing lane and picking up the foul on the far end is Maddie Egger. Egger on the far sideline. So free throws on the way. Dort College in the bonus. Cassidy Braidvoet to shoot 2. She's got 7. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC by Northside Body Shop. Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Braidvoet makes one of two. Dort College now 2 for 5 in the second half. 6 for 11 for the ballgame. Defenders trail 60 to 33. Concordia basketball, they dump it down low. And we've got a foul called from behind on Micah Holst. Holst whistled for a push. That's Jenna Lehman who got fouled on the play. It's team foul number 3 on the defenders. Foul number 3 on Holst for the ballgame. Throwing the ball in for Concordia, Sydney Feller. Concordia with the basketball. Shot no good. Rebound comes out long on the long shot by Devin Edwards. Long shot, long rebound. Dort College answering. Chapman off the heel, no good. Brianna Bergquist in the ballgame for the first time. She taps it over to Cassidy Braidvoet. Braidvoet fouled on the way up. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll shoot a pair here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. And that foul is called on the Concordia Bulldogs and Sydney Feller. They have that as number 3 on Feller. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Braidvoet unable to make either free throw. She's 2 for 5 for the ballgame. Answering, though, on the other end is Concordia. And Sydney Feller with the 3-point basket. She's got 12 points. And the Concordia lead is 63-33. 63-33, our score. Robin Blunt passes right side, intended for Cruz, while Cruz actually tried to feed it down low to Brianna Bergquist. And the Concordia Bulldogs have opened up a 30-point advantage at 63-33. Concordia basketball, Laurel Crone. Crone will bring it up. Now hands it to Edwards. Edwards across the timeline. Concordia basketball down to the baseline. Driving in, right hand, left side. It's up and good for Aubrey Bro. Bro with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 65-33. Abby Chapman passes it to Braidvoet. Braidvoet left side to Blunt. Blunt will fire a jumper, no good. And the rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia basketball, Bro. Bro feeds it left side. Gives it to the trailer. Lehman. Lehman fires it back outside. 3-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Chapman. Chapman to Cruz. Cruz will bring it up. Kim Cruz with the basketball, the junior from Hull. Setting the offense. Defenders trailing 65-33. Left side pass over to Chapman. Chapman to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt over to Cruz. Cruz right side Chapman. Chapman around the horn, and we've got an illegal screen called on Dort College. And number 31, Brianna Bergquist. Bergquist whistled for the personal, her first. Team foul number 4 on the defenders in this half. And Concordia will inbound the basketball. Laurel Crone gives it into Devin Edwards. Edwards with the basketball. Edwards passes right side back over to Bro. Bro feeds it down low. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound taken down by Cruz. Cruz fouled as she heads up the floor. And Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line on the other end and shoot a pair of free throws. 1:46 left to go in the third quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt. Offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. That's Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Kim Cruz makes both free throws. Defenders trail 65-35. For Cruz, her fifth and sixth free throw shot of the second half. She's got 11 points, four of those points coming from the free throw line. Concordia basketball. Operating right side is Devin Edwards. Edwards gives it up, down to the baseline. Her shot missed, rebound taken away by Michael Holst. Minute 30 left to play, third quarter. Gaysink passes right side. With it is Angbers. They're guarding her closely, and we have a push out of bounds called on Aubrey Bro, her second. And Paige Angbers, an 80% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe, where she will fire up two. Angbers held scoreless thus far. Difficulty getting going offensively tonight, and the free throw is off the mark, no good. So for Paige, the shooting woes continue. Angbers, a 5'10 junior from Pella, averaging 11.6 points per game. She's been held scoreless tonight. Second free throw is up and good, so Angbers in the score column. She can get them quickly, but I believe she's 0-for-3 from the three-point line thus far this evening. Concordia basketball, Laurel Crone. They work it over to Devin Edwards. Edwards on the wing, and now we've got an illegal screen or an offensive foul called against Concordia on the other end. Called for the personal foul will be Jenna Lehman, and the Concordia Bulldogs want a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with more in a moment. After the timeout, Dort College turns it over. Concordia has the basketball. Concordia driving in, shot blocked by Holst. Rebound taken away by Michael Holst. Holst hands it off to Gaysink, and here come the Dort College defenders, trailing 65-36. 34 seconds and counting, third quarter. Pass out front, Bausma. Kenzie Bausma launches a three, misses it, no good. Rebound taken away by Concordia. Concordia long pass into the front court. Bulldog basketball. Concordia has it. Gutz. Passes to the top of the key, and now the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Cruz is in. Gaysink checks out. 14.8 seconds remaining in the quarter. Throwing it in for the defenders will be Paige Angbers. So Angbers gets it into Kim Cruz. Cruz across the timeline. Cruz has it on the right side. She's going to penetrate. Lays it up the right hand. Too strong. No good. 5 seconds left. Holst with it. Put back. Good. Micah Holst with a put back. She's fouled on the play. 2.9 seconds still showing on the game clock. And Micah Holst will go to the free throw line to try and give Dort College a three-point play. 65-38 our score. Free throw on the way by Holst is off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound cleared by Concordia and Lehman. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Concordia 65, Dort College 38. Back of the fourth quarter right after this. Through three quarters of play, Dort College 14 of 37 from the floor, 37%. Concordia 22 of 55, 40%. Dort College 26 turnovers. Concordia with 8. That's the story of the ball game. Concordia with 18 more shots from the floor. Three-pointer on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Braidvoet. Braidvoet gets it over to Kim Cruz. Cruz will bring it up. Cruz passes right side. They dump it down low for Holst. Holst gathers it and fires it to the bench. And Dort College will turn it over. 9:36 remaining. Dort College down 65-38. Here come the Bulldogs. Cook with it. Cook passes right side to Janovich. Janovich floater with the left hand is good. Mary Janovich with 11 points. And the defenders trail 67-38. Pass to Braidvoet. Braidvoet, ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders and another turnover by Dort College. Dort College now with over 30 turnovers for the ball game. I beg your pardon, they're at 28 now. Last two possessions resulting in turnovers. Concordia driving in, shot blocked out of bounds by Micah Holst. It will be Concordia basketball. Concordia throwing it in. This is Shelby Quinn. Quinn to trigger it. Quinn gets it in to Janovich. Janovich to Dom. Dom, right side to Quinn. Quinn will put up a three, rattles out, no good. A rebound taken away by Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, gives it up to Cruz. Cruz in the backcourt. Cruz with it on the right side. Cruz drops it off for Hulst. Hulst missed it, but she's fouled on the play. And Janovich whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on Janovich. And free throws on the way for Micah Hulst. Hulst this evening, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 0 for 1, though, in the second half. So two free throws coming for Micah Hulst. First one off the heel, no good. Another one on the way. 8:46 left to go in regulation. Second free throw by Hulst is good, so that's her first made free throw of the second half. She's got 11 points, and the defenders trail 67-39. Concordia on the other end of the basketball. They pass it over to Cook. Cook, lob pass underneath. Puts it up, shot no good. That shot by Rogge, rebound cleared by Micah Hulst. Hulst with another rebound, and Micah Hulst with already 13 rebounds at the end of three quarters of play. It's Dort College basketball. Ball was tapped out of bounds by Concordia on the far side, opposite the Dort College bench. Kim Cruz will chase the ball into the backcourt. 20 seconds on the shot clock as Cruz will bring it across. Cruz with it on the right side, lobs it down low for Hulst. Hulst with the basketball, tries to fire it back to Kim Cruz, and another turnover by the defenders. Ball goes out of bounds on the bay, and it'll be a baseline out of bounds play for Concordia. So Concordia to trigger it in. Right side of the lane is Cook. Cook gets it in to Mueller. Mueller in traffic, lost it. It's out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It's Concordia basketball. Throwing the ball in for Concordia again will be Shelby Quinn. Quinn gets the ball in to Dom. Dom gets the return pass. Three on the way, short, no good. Rebound taken down by Vredvoet. Vredvoet gives it up to Cruz. Cruz will walk it up. Double team, fires it to Vredvoet. Dort College now has the numbers. Right side Chapman. Chapman gives it off to Hulst. Hulst looking for Chapman, finds Chapman. Now they were looking for Angbers, and they cover her up. Pass goes left side. Cruz. Cruz on the cut in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound taken down by Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball back to Vredvoet. Vredvoet comes back outside. Her ball pass tipped by Cruz, and it's taken by Janovich. Janovich driving in, layup good. Mary Janovich with 13, and the defenders trail 69-39. Kim Cruz with the basketball. They get it back over to Chapman. Chapman to Vredvoet. Vredvoet with the ball. Vredvoet gives it up to Angbers. Angbers, right side Chapman. Chapman, Cruz. Cruz. Vredvoet, Vredvoet, Hulst, and Hulst is stripped on the way up. Foul's going to go on Concordia and Cook, I believe. Foul came before the shot. And now they will say it is a shooting foul, I believe. Foul's called on Shelby Quinn. That's number two on her. So two free throws on the way for Dort College and Micah Hulst. So Hulst will shoot a pair. First free throw by Micah's off the side of the iron, no good. 69-39, Dort College leading by 30. Trailing by 30, I should say. Wishful thinking for the defenders. Micah Hulst, free throw is up and good. So Micah makes one of two. And the defenders trail 69-40. Concordia basketball, Janovich. Janovich on the wing. They come back over to Egger. Egger to Feller. Feller in the lane. Kicking it out is Wieselmeyer. Eight to shoot. Now Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer in traffic. And it rolls in. Wieselmeyer with seven, came in averaging 4.5 points per ball game. Dort College trails 71-40, and now foul called in the backcourt on Concordia and Sydney Feller. Feller with four fouls. 71-40, Dort College trailing. Angbers will throw it in, gets it into Gasink. Gasink for the basketball. Gasink goes right side to Chapman. Chapman to Angbers. Angbers back to Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Pass goes down low, Hulst. Hulst back over to Chapman. Chapman shot on the way, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touch by Angbers. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Concordia basketball. So Concordia to throw the ball in. This is Devin Edwards. Edwards passes it to Jade Godier. Godier with it. She'll drive in with the left hand. Lost it. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Comes back over to Maddie Egger. Down to the baseline is Janovich, and Janovich dribbles the ball out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Beg your pardon, not Janovich. That was number 10, Edwards. 10 rather than 20. Concordia with a 31-point lead, 5:51 remaining in this contest. In the backcourt with the basketball is Angbers. Angbers picks up her dribble, passes it back over to Gasink. Gasink to Bausma. Bausma tries to find Hulst, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Concordia. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in for Concordia is Bausma. Gets it into Angbers. Angbers' shot no good. Rebound tipped, and now we've got a Concordia player tripping over her teammate, Wieselmeyer. Tripped over Maddie Egger. Egger hit the floor on the rebound. Wieselmeyer had the ball, but then traveled with it. Throwing the ball in is Bausma. Bausma to Angbers. Paige, three, good. First made three of the day for Paige Angbers. She's got 4 points. Dort College trails 71-43. Concordia basketball. Concordia with it on the right side. This is Edwards. Three by Concordia, no good. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by the Bulldogs. Driving in is Edwards. Edwards' shot is good. She drove in, right-hand layup, gets it to go, and will now shoot for the three-point play opportunity and tries to extend it beyond 30. 5:09 left to play in regulation. Concordia 73. They came in averaging 79.6 points per ball game, giving up 67.9 points per game. Obviously on pace to score more than their season average and give up less than their season average. 4-point play for the Bulldogs. That was Edwards with the 3-point play. She's got 5 points. Gasink drives the lane and she is fouled on the play, and Jamie will go to the free throw line to shoot two. .502 left to play. Gasink to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and through for Jamie. Another one on the way. She's got 3 points. Cruz will check in if Gasink makes this free throw. And Gasink's second free throw is up and good. So Jamie Gasink with 4 points. Defenders trail 74-45. Concordia basketball goes right side over to Aaron Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer gives it up to Edwards. Round the horn they go. Concordia basketball down to the baseline. Shot is up and good. Jade Godier with the 2-point bucket. She's got 4, and the defenders trail 76-45. Concordia up on defense now as Cruz brings it up the right sideline, fires middle of the lane to Angbers. Angbers shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Concordia, and Edwards taken back by Bausma. Bausma layup right hand, layup good. Kenzie Bausma with a 2-point bucket. Dort College trails 76-47. Ball tipped out of bounds by Micah Hulst on the help defense. And the Concordia Bulldogs will inbound the basketball. Oh, and they say it was last touched by Concordia to boot, so it'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Paige Angbers, 4:13 remaining. Kim Cruz will take it across half court. Cruz looking down low, picks up her dribble, comes over to Bausma. Bausma to Blunt, Robin Blunt to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, right side Bausma. Bausma underneath, Hulst. Hulst back over to Bausma. Bausma, two-pointer is good. Two-point bucket for Kenzie Bausma. She's got four. And the defenders trail 76-49. Down to the baseline, and we've got a body foul called on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the block. Team foul number three on the defenders in this quarter. Beg your pardon, team foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. 3:40 remaining, Concordia in front, 76-49. Pass over the top. Concordia over the basketball is Carissa Gutz. Concordia will run some time off of the clock with a dribble on the left side. Is Godier. Godier gets the return pass now, looking. Screen set for her by Lehman. And a foul called on Dort College.
Keep defending, Black.
And that foul's going to go on the defenders, I believe, in Robin Blunt. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Three-point basket is up and good for the Concordia Bulldogs, number 54, Carissa Gutz. So Gutz with the three-point bucket, her first points of the night. Concordia leads 79-49. Right side is Blunt. Blunt goes to Bausma. Bausma feeds it underneath. Bausma now with it. Left side to Blunt. Blunt in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Hulst. Comes back over to Engbers. Engbers on the wing. Now Bausma. Bausma to Cruz. Two to shoot. Cruz will put it up from the top of the key. Banks it. And they say she didn't get it off before the shot clock. 79-49. Dort College down 30. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll have a conference where I think that the Dort College bench thinks that the ball hit the rim on a shot attempt by the defenders. Referees conferring. I'm guessing this will... You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I'm going to guess it's going to be Concordia basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Concordia basketball, they have it on the right side. This is Aubrey Breaux. Breaux with it. Breaux's pass goes right side, gets the return pass, lay in good. Aubrey Breaux with 4 points. Concordia leads it 81-49. 2:13 and counting. With it out front is Blunt. Blunt over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Bausma. Bausma lets fly with a three. Misses it. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Concordia basketball. Abby Waltersdorf checks into the contest for the defenders. So Waltersdorf checks in with 2:04 remaining. Concordia basketball, and the Bulldogs will pull it out and set it up. Jade Godier with the basketball, guarded there by Bausma. Godier's shot no good. Rebound controlled by Bausma. Bausma brings it up, hands it off to Cruz. Cruz takes it across the timeline, nearly throws it away. Bausma comes up with it. Bausma in traffic, and Bausma is fouled on the play. Kenzie Bausma will go to the free throw line, where her team was 4-for-6 at the half. I think this will be free throw number 21 and 22 shot for the defenders this evening. Bausma's first free throw is up and through. Kenzie Bausma with 5 points, came in averaging 2.8 points per game for the freshman from Sheldon. 81-50, Dort College trailing, 1:38 remaining. Second free throw is up, and that one's no good by Bausma. And the rebound is controlled by Concordia. Bulldog basketball, Laurel Crone. Feed it down low, shot is up and good. So a two-point bucket for Jenna Lehman as she was able to seal Bergquist. Her first points of the night. Concordia leads it 83-50. North College basketball as we approach a minute left to go. In the contest, Abby Waltersdorf takes it into the lane, and she is fouled on the play as she drove baseline. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way for Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf makes the first free throw, and the freshman from Sioux Center knocks another one down. 2 points for Waltersdorf. Dort College trails 83-52, under a minute to go in the contest. Concordia basketball. And pass at left side. Lehman. Lehman back to the top of the key. Firing up the 15-footer. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Concordia and Edwards. Edwards knocks down the three from the right wing. He's got eight. And the Bulldogs lead at 86-52. Pass right side over to Chapman. Chapman will put the shot up from 12, right wing, good. Abby Chapman with 4 points, a couple of two-point field goals. Defenders trail 86-54. 30 seconds remaining in the contest. Concordia basketball, Edwards. They feed it down low to Goots. Goots tries to put it up, and it's taken away by Bergquist. Bergquist hands it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. She passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, comes back to Bausma. Bausma, Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf, Cruz, Cruz, Chapman, Chapman, right side to Bausma. 5 seconds left, four. Down to the baseline is Cruz. Cruz in traffic, shot no good, and that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score, Concordia 86, Dort College 54. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. Wireless World postgame wrap happens now. The Dort College defenders lose to the Concordia Bulldogs 86-54. Dort College trailed 25-13 at the end of the first quarter, 46-23 at the end of the half. Dort College was down 65-38 at the end of the third quarter, and our final 86-54. Dort College, 18 of 48 from the floor, 37.5%, 2 for 15 from the three-point line, 13.3%, 16 of 28 from the free throw line for 57.1%. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 31 of 74 from the floor, 41.9%, 9 for 30 from the three-point line, 30%, 15 of 17 from the charity stripe for 88.2%. Dort College had a 42-37 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 31, Concordia had 12. Concordia 15 steals, Dort College had 5. The defenders were led tonight by Michael Hulst with 12 points on 4 of 7 shooting from the floor and 4 of 7 free throw shooting. 11 points for Kim Cruz. 8 points for Cassidy Vredvoad. 4 for Abby Chapman. 5 for Kinsey Bausma. 2 for Abby Waltersdorf. 4 by Jamie Gasing, 2 by Robin Blunt, and 4 by Paige Angbers for Dort College's total of 54. For the Concordia Bulldogs, 13 for Mary Janovich, 5 for 8 from the floor, 1 for 3 on threes, 2 for 2 on free throws. 12 points for Sydney Feller, 10 for Quinn Rogge. 4 by Becky Mueller, 3 by Shelby Quinn, 9 points for Brenly Dom, 8 points for Devin Edwards, 3 points for Laurel Crone, 4 each for Jade Godier, Maddie Egger, and Aubrey Bro. 2 points for Jenna Lehman, 7 by Aaron Wieselmeyer, and 3 by Carissa Goots. For the Dort College defenders, Michael Hulst had a game-high 16 rebounds, 8 offensive and 8 defensive. She also had 2 assists and 5 block shots. 7 points by Kim Cruz, 2 each for Alyssa Palama and Abby Chapman. Seven rebounds for Cassidy Braidvoad. Three by Paige Angbers. Two assists by Michael Hulse. That was a team high, two assists. Five different players had one steal each for the defenders as well. For the Bulldogs, five rebounds each for Quinn Rogge and Becky Mueller. Four rebounds for Aaron Wieselmeyer. Mary Janovich had four steals, two steals for Brenly Dom. Once again, our final score, 86-54, Concordia over Dort College. Concordia now 3-3 for the season in the GPAC, 5-3 overall. Dort College 1-5 and 4-8. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Concordia Bulldog women finishing up play moments ago. Concordia winning at 86-54. So we can put that one on the score sheet for this evening. And we can also factor in Dort College now 1-5. One and five in the conference, 4-8 overall. Concordia, a deceptive 3-3 in the conference, and 5-3 overall. Concordia rated number 14 in the most recent NAIA basketball poll. Next up for the defenders, they travel to Crete, Nebraska, and Doane College on Saturday for another Great Plains Athletic Conference test. They'll be taking on a Doane team that is 0-5 of the conference and 6-6 overall. GPAC women's basketball standings right now. Hastings is 5-0. Dakota Wesley and Briarcliff, Morningside and Midland are all 4-1. Concordia is 3-3. Northwestern, Mount Marty and Nebraska Wesleyan are 2-3. Dort College is 1-5. College of St. Mary and Doane are 0-5. Due to a scheduling quirk and this game being rescheduled from later this season because of scheduling conflicts, Dort College will be facing Concordia 1 week from this Friday in Sioux Center to wrap up their home-and-home GPAC schedule with the Concordia Bulldogs. Again, that's 1 week from this coming Friday. No sign of Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson at this point. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to either wrap up the women's portion of the contest, move on to the men's contest, or visit with Coach DeWitt-Severson in a moment. Let's wrap up the women's portion of the broadcast this evening on the Wireless World postgame wrap. And Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson has taken a seat beside me. And Coach, a long evening tonight for your team. Got down early against the Concordia Bulldogs, 86-54, and Concordia's defense not allowing you to make a run back at them. And that defense forced 15 steals and 31 turnovers, and that's just not a recipe for good things to happen.
Always lacked some toughness on our end, some strength. Our girls let other teams make them uncomfortable and catch outside the three-point line, and some of that's our own doing. We don't like a lot of contact, and other times it's just you're playing one of the top teams in the country and they're just very good defensively and they know exactly what they want to do, and I thought tonight was a little bit of both.
Michael Hall stands up with a pretty good line, 12 points, 16 rebounds. Two assists, five block shots. I thought she kept playing all the way through tonight's contest.
Yeah, I thought Micah had a pretty nice night. I was really disappointed in our team. One of our points of emphasis in the first half was to get post touches, and I know with Micah you've got some give and take, but a lot of good things happen when she touches the ball, whether we get a shot or she's learning how to kick it out a little bit better. She gets some offensive rebounds for us, and I thought she had a really nice night. I thought Kim Cruz played really hard throughout the game. You'll look at the stat sheet and see she had 10 turnovers, but she just wanted it so bad, and I was proud of her effort. She really pushed through and had to play a lot more minutes at the point guard tonight for us, but I thought the two of those girls really set an example for how hard we want to play.
Jamie Gasing shook off some rust 6 days ago. She was playing and wrapping up the volleyball season tonight. Pressed into action, 13 minutes of play. What do you see from Jamie and I guess the rest of the bench players or reserves this evening? What do you see from them tonight?
You know, our goal was just to get Jamie a few minutes here and there, but her athleticism helps her. She definitely is a very smart basketball player, and she was able to help break the press quite a bit. She's still obviously learning the offense and defense, but I was really proud of her effort tonight. She was definitely needing some confidence, and I think she got that, so we're happy to get that before Saturday. I thought Kenzie Bausma played really physical tonight and came in and gave us some good minutes, too. Those two are very young and very green, and I think there's a bright future for both of them.
Don't on Saturday, and then you don't put the scouting report for Concordia very far away because you've got them again next Friday back in Sioux Center. Two games that you want to go into Christmas break with, I don't know if wins, but better efforts and better play over the next two contests that you've got coming up.
Yeah, Doan is a good team, especially at home. I think we can come out and compete a little bit better. I think if we do, it's a winnable game, but we have to definitely pick up our intensity and our execution and our focus. And then obviously to get Concordia again, it's a blessing and a curse because we at least get to get rid of them in the first half of our conference schedule. But that is our last game before break. I'm glad we get to have them at home. I hope we'll shoot a little bit better that night. Hope we'll make a few more free throws and just come out overall and be a little bit tougher.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. We'll see you on the bus in a couple of hours, Coach. Thanks for stopping by. That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson.